This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, well, headed to Newport.
What was that?
That's Cartman. My God.
Cartman,
one of the all-time
great...
Selpak? Yes. One of the all... You probably missed it, Courtney. Probably before your time, South Park.
No, like, Santa likes South Park. Okay. It just was never for me. That was funny, though.
Yeah. Well, the Intrepid is waiting. We'll find out whether Wiggy will get on it or not when we head to Newport tomorrow for roadshow number 3.
I have a question, Greg.
Yes.
And I don't want to be negative, you know that. But is this the lowest as a collection the Boston four Boston teams have been in a really long time?
Ooh.
Like, when was the last time the four teams were this bad? Like the 90s?
2000.
2000. That's 5-11 Patriots.
Yep.
Red Sox were did not make the playoffs in 2000.
Celtics weren't very good.
Celtics, well, yeah, they were a year or two from that Eastern Conference run.
Right.
Patriots, Bruins, the Bruins early 2000s sucked. That's probably what it is, 25 years.
So you're talking a quarter of a century.
Generation.
Since things have been this bad in sports in this city.
Right.
Because you're looking ahead, right? So the Celtics, we all believe, they're not going to have Tatum. And according to Shams, they're going to get rid of either Drew Holiday, Porzingis, Jalen Brown, someone. Yep.
And that's why you always say, or people around the country say, that New England fans are spoiled. Because you're talking 25-year-olds who are of legal drinking age, have never had a year where one of their teams hasn't been great.
Brees Hill.
Yeah.
Has up until the last several. Well, no, Celtics count for last year. So,
right. So, no, you look at that, Courtney, you're so right. You look at that New York post about their last championship in each sport. They have like 12 teams and they haven't won a championship since the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. Whereas the Celtics won last year.
Mm-hmm. And they probably had plenty of years where. The Jets weren't good. The Giants weren't good. The Mets weren't good. Yeah. The Knicks weren't good. And maybe the Yankees weren't good. Like, you know, I bet they've had a couple of those years. I bet it's not a lot. But
Yankees are always good, though, unfortunately. I mean, they're almost always a playoff team.
So. There's not been like a couple seasons where they were down a little bit?
Where they missed the playoffs consecutively, I cannot remember a time.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about removed from playoff appearances, Patriots are, what, Mac Jones, Buffalo, that was what, 3 seasons ago?
2021.
Bruins, you know, got bounced.
2 years ago.
The Celtics, obviously,
and the Red Sox haven't
been in the playoffs since that same year with Mac Jones.
Yeah,
but I feel like if you're in the playoffs, then it's a good time. You know what I mean? For your sports team. You know, obviously, you want to win it, but if you don't, at least that's viewed as a successful, you know, season. Where when you look at the Bruins this year, you kind of say,
honestly, right now, today, aren't you most hopeful about the New England Patriots?
Yep.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because Tatum's going to be out next year.
Like, they can't even get anybody who wants to coach the hockey team.
Right, Marco Sturm.
You're right about that.
You know, Red Sox, I had high expectations, but not happening yet.
Nope.
It's early.
They have pooped the bed.
It's early.
So far, they stink, though. Celtics and, next year, you're going to be without Tatum.
Yeah, I don't expect much there.
Yeah, because it feels like with the Patriots, you're on the ground floor of something that's going to be worth watching. Where you have a coach that we all can agree is, you know, has earned the right to have that job, that is respected across the league.
A lot of potential when it comes to the quarterback.
Most important position is a guy that everybody, I mean, I don't remember a guy getting more praise after doing less than Drake Bay has going into his second year.
Yeah.
I mean, ESPN had a story about, like, big things to look for this year, and the guy basically said, if Josh McDaniels is a fraction of what he was with Brady, Drake May is going to be one of the best players in the NFL. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
But
somebody was comparing his season to Jaden Daniels' season and suggesting that what Drake May did was more difficult.
That was ESPN story.
Ben Solak of ESPN.
Yes.
Because of
my guy Solak.
Because
Hello,
of less
DVOA.
Because of the less
Solak
talent that he
smarter than Zolak. Am I right?
I mean, I wouldn't like.
Here we go. I wouldn't, you know, Jaden Daniels.
No, because Jaden Daniels took his...
Let me immediately defend
He took his
Jaden
team to the playoffs.
Daniels.
How can you compare the two?
They were just suggesting that what Drake May accomplished...
Was good.
...with what was around him...
Yes.
...was maybe more impressive than what Jaden Daniels
accomplished.
No, I wouldn't
say...
That's all.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
The idea, Wiggy, though, is that Patriots fans should have as much hope in Drake May as Commanders fans have in Jaden Daniels, specifically because of what Drake May was able to do with a miserable cast of characters.
Yeah. Oh, and I got plenty. I have all the hope in the world in Drake May. Like, I think that same with Jaden Daniels, if I'm a Washington Commanders fan, like, I really feel confident about where Drake May is headed, what he's going to be doing. I think
here's the exact quote from the story. Jaden Daniels had a historically productive rookie season. The Commanders fan base and team brass should feel confident and inspired about the future of their quarterback position. However, I'm still as, if not more, impressed by what Drake May played with on that horrible Patriots offense last year. Statistically, he didn't hold a candle, but degree of difficulty, May was playing a completely different sport. I'll put it this way and hope that the Metropolitan DC doesn't come for my head. Patriots fans should feel as confident and inspired about the future at quarterback as Commanders fans do.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
Let's go.
And I do. I definitely do. I kind of agree with the part where he says as confident. I definitely agree with that. But Jaden Daniels, I mean, took that team to the playoffs. They were, you know, they were a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And they stunk too, like you the year before. Granted, they did have Terry McLaurin. And he's better than anything you had.
And Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury. The only issue that I have, and it's a way and it's a way back issue.
Yes.
Is
that where they do that cheese thing at Cliff's Kingsbury? Guess what?
Cliff's Kingsbury? Kingsbury? Yeah, whatever. Cliff's.
I love Josh's McDaniel.
Yeah, I like Josh's McDaniels. Yes. But my only thing, when I take a way back step and I look and I just have a little bit of reservation for who Drake is throwing the football to. I mean, I like Steph Diggs. He looked good before he got hurt, but I don't want to be putting all my eggs into a receiver who's coming off ACL injury and is 32 for Drake May. Other than that, who else?
There's a lot of people who are saying that this is the worst take of all time. Like, it's not our take.
No.
Those people have no joy in their life.
Well, they're the ones who argue he won one football game, Drake May.
Yeah, but they're saying, like, I would still trade Drake May for Jaden Daniels.
Okay. I mean, that's fair, but, like, I'm just, like, if you put Drake May in the Jaden Daniels situation from last year, they still make the playoffs. They maybe don't win the first round of the playoffs against the Lions, but they're probably in the playoffs still.
Yeah, I would feel confident that they'd be a playoff team. My only concern is, this year, do you feel comfortable with what your passing game potentially could look like? And right now, I don't. Because who's, other than Hunter Henry, who's proven?
Steph Diggs.
But he's coming off an injury, so we don't know what Steph Diggs is. He's coming off an ACL injury. He's 30, 31.
He looks good on the boat.
Yeah, he does. Listen, if he performs healthy, like he did on the boat, then he's going to be an all pro.
But come about.
Yeah. But honestly, Greg, like, I think Steph Diggs, but we don't know what he is because of the injury. So we kind of put him on the side. Everybody else in that room, do you feel confident?
No, but I think that what this year will do is it will either make Shime and others in the Sky ESPN feel prescient that they were right, they were ahead of it. Because with all due respect to, what was the guy, Van Pelt last year?
Yes, and Cliff's Kingsbury.
Alex is Van Pelt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Steph's dig is coming in. Yeah. And there is no more room for the Drake May doesn't have X crowd. You have Josh McDaniels. You have Hunter Henry. You have Steph Diggs. You have one of these six receivers you've drafted the last 3 years that he should be able to elevate. the offense and the offensive line should be much better, which was the worst offensive line in the NFL.
Oh, see, that's my biggest fear, is that the offensive line is going to be bad. People are going to blame Drake. Again, it's going to be bad.
My biggest fear is death.
People are going to blame Drake May for the offensive line being bad, and it's going to be the Justin Herbert debate of, oh, this guy seems like he's pretty good, but he doesn't actually win anything.
See, I think it's going to be more Mac Jones conversation, is he is good in some people's mind. I didn't agree with it, but they're going to be like, he has no talent. You can't.
Who?
Drake May.
Oh, around him?
Yeah, he has no talent around him. Stop with the Steph Diggs. I love Steph Diggs. And I think he was a great player in Buffalo, and I think he was doing really well last year before he got hurt. I just don't. He is a wild card. So let's remove him.
Does he get more touchdowns than there were women on the boat?
I would hope so. But let's remove him from the equation, because we don't know what he could be. So you remove him from the equation. Your best offensive weapon in the passing game is Hunter Henry. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Right. So I don't understand. Like, I think Drake May has all the talent in the world.
Also, you're looking at a potential upgrade on some of the guys who were here last season, because they got a season under their belt.
What does that mean? I've seen plenty of guys have seasons under their belt.
You got a guy on your roster who has the best hands in the NFL.
Yeah, he might get cut.
Right. I've seen plenty of guys have a season under their belt, and then the next year they still stink.
You know what Shime is going to say, and others, if Drake May struggles? The Josh McDaniels offense is very, very intricate. It takes a long time to pop.
No, that's not it at all. If Drake May struggles, which if he struggles, I think it's a product of his offensive line already. I'll get out ahead of that right now. But if you see him actually struggle, like on the stat sheet as well, it's because McDaniels' offense stinks, not because it's too intricate.
All right. Well, speaking of stinks, you can leave a Hill note about Shime right now, and we will play the best ones coming up in a few minutes. Hill notes to come right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1 was the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and then we went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich had a walk-off grand slam. It happened with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Last one with the Brewers today. First pitch at 1:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the Bass Mutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130-121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in this one. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC will try to close it out tonight against Minnesota in their series. Tip is at 8:30. In the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game 4 at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. When it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a new head coach by the end of the week.
Where does that leave Joe Sacco?
Outside looking in?
Yeah, because does he stay on staff? No. You're not going to be the head coach and then drop back down.
Yeah, I don't think if they gave you the opportunity as interim and then they're not even giving you a shot at the job, I would imagine that he probably goes elsewhere.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're talking Wiggy, that would be Cliff of Dover, since it was Cliff's Kingsbury.
Right.
Great song. Probably never heard that chime. Courtney?
No,
I had never heard it.
No. Curtis?
Yeah, and Cliff's Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Were there any words?
No words. Instrumental. I'm in a guitar instrumental mood because of the passing of Rick Derringer today. So Eric Johnson, the artist there. Curtis, big news from Turkey. Am I correct about that?
I have to say we might have to do a road show in Turkey.
Okay.
So the country of Turkey has just announced that airline passengers who stand up before the plane arrives at the gate and before the seatbelt warning is turned off will face a $67 fine.
Oh, preach.
Praise.
I mean,
Lord.
Talk about something all of America could get behind.
Yep.
Right.
The biggest a-holes in America.
We all get off the same way that we have gotten off for centuries.
Yep.
Like, one seat goes, the seat behind it goes.
Right.
Stop trying to push your way to the front. You're not getting anywhere.
I don't get it. And nobody wants their your ass in their face.
Right.
You know, we all want to get up and stretch. Believe me, but I don't think it's right that you get up, and if I'm sitting on an aisle seat, your ass is right in my, right in my face.
But people get shamed all the time for it, and they still do it.
Because people don't care.
Ugh.
It's people just the other thing.
Nobody wants that except Steph Diggs on a boat in Miami. Yes. But
the only thing that I find so, like, I don't understand is the people that do that you then see waiting for their checked bag. Like, if you're trying to get somewhere, if you just have the luggage with you and you want to run off the plane, you're a douche, but at least you're getting the hell out of Logan. When you're just running to get off the plane to then wait 20 minutes for your luggage at the baggage claim, don't you feel like an even bigger moron?
Stupid.
Can I ask for a douche move ruling?
Yes.
Because yesterday I was trying to park, if you know South Boston, on West Broadway, there is like a little parking lot next to what used to be the Bank of America. It's now a closed building. It's a big brick building.
Yep.
Right across from Sweat House. And so I usually try to park over there when I'm going into Sweat House. I had an appointment. And people were getting into their cars, they see you waiting for a spot because all the spots are taken. You put your blinker on, and then they just sit there
in
their cars.
Yeah.
Is it a douche move to do that, or is it because you've got that spot? You know, there's no time limit. You can sit there for as long as you want.
No, what are they doing when they're sitting?
Scrolling on their phone?
No, it's a douche move.
That is kind of like they should be aware of their surroundings and know that somebody's waiting for the spot.
I was getting so frustrated
did
yesterday.
Did you not peep at them and say, hey, are you going out?
I beeped at one of them, and I got out of my car at one point, went up to the window and said, are you leaving? She said yes and continued to sit there. That's when I beeped, and then she looked out like I was crazy.
Yeah, that's a douche move. Ugh.
Definite douche.
Yeah, if you're not waiting for somebody, and if you are waiting for somebody, then you'd be like, you know, well, I'm waiting, or wave them off. But if you're just sitting there, it's like get in your car, get the hell out of there, let the next person. People do it, and whether it's, you know, grocery stores or Walmarts or wherever, they kind of just sit. They take their time to pull out.
Texter would like to know if Turkey is fining those who put their luggage in an overhead bin over somebody else's seat.
Now, we have to be nice. Santo's coming tomorrow night.
That is a douche move, though.
And it's not if they're told by the flight attendant to do that.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited that Santo's coming.
I know. He was like, oh, I might not go if the weather's not good. So I hope that the weather changes.
Is he going to be pre-gaming?
He would be with us.
Yeah. My favorite thing about douche move rulings are the people in the Twitch chat that reveal themselves to be the douche because they get mad about the conversation. This guy, Shahay, says, you stand up so you get out like normal people. People who sit there and take their time are a-holes. You must like it when people sit at green lights, too. No, the middle of the plane, the walkway is reserved for the people whose turn it is to deplane. If you get there before your turn to get up, you're an a-hole.
If you're standing up, pushing forward on everybody, and then the people are trying to get out of their seat and they got to push you back to get their bag out of the overhead bin, you're creating a complete cluster F.
Yeah.
I feel like flying with someone is a prerequisite before moving in or getting married.
Yeah.
Because you learn almost everything you need to know about someone based on how they get off a plane.
I treat the airplane like I treat church. I wait for each row to get up, go like a church pew. You know, wait for the usher to come down, and then that's the way it should be. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't live in that world.
All right. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I don't know how many losing seasons we're going to be expected to experience here. I don't know why we're expected to lower our expectations for so long. We got almost $40 million on the DL right now. We got guys that can't make contact with a baseball that are making huge money. We got guys that can't catch and throw, making huge money.
Well, Trevor's story is a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
What a horrible signing. I mean, honestly, just never made any sense. Hasn't been healthy. He's finally healthy, and he sucks.
They're kind of, what are they sitting on when it comes to Yoshida? $70
million? Something along those lines.
Not great.
It is the Greg Hill jinx, though. Like, what? Everybody that has come on the show.
Story stunk before he was on the show.
Yeah, but he was hurt, so we didn't really know. He came on the show. Boom, stinks.
Yeah.
Giolito.
Boom, stinks.
Stinks.
Liam Hendricks.
Liam. Paul, he needs awful. A walkabout because he hasn't been good.
He does need a walkabout.
Yeah.
You're right.
Cora was on the show. Yeah. You know, he's not doing. Bregman, poor Bregman. He was doing good and he got hurt.
You know who didn't come on the show? Raphael
right,
Devers.
Right.
There we go.
The Greg Hill show is like.
He did wave to him.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Hey, Ralphie.
He's like, what's up, brother?
Raphael's never.
The Greg Hill show is like the Madden cover. If you come on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Go ahead, Sean.
No longer ever allowed on the Greg Hill show. Curtis calling Courtney bougie after saying, I've been to the Bears Club at least 24 times, pompous tool.
Well, what is the factual. Bears Club?
I don't know.
It's the very elite golf club that Jack Nicklaus owns. A bunch of guys, Dustin Johnson.
Oh, pretty.
Where is it? Is it in Florida?
Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Been there a couple dozen times.
Not bad.
Very nice.
Yep.
Whose number were you using?
John Curtis.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, Greggy, listen. After watching Forged in Foxborough, episode 1, I feel like running through a brick wall for Mike Vrabel, guy. That's my coach. We're going to be contenders this year. Believe me. Trust it. Also, come on, Greg. Get off my guy, Devers. He's winning with the bat. Come on, if Breslow was smart, he'd read the room. Get off your pissed off player and get some prospects that we got. Call them up. Come on, guy. Also, Celtics fans, 18 banners, guy. What are we complaining about? We're going to be in the playoffs next year. 18 banners. Come on, guys. And last but not least, Greg, we the Puerto Ricans have traded Jennifer Lopez for you, Greg. You're officially Puerto Rican, my guy. Wepa! Also,
right.
Greg, you can tell Courtney and Wiggy that they're invited to the barbecue, and Curtis, except for Chime. After that horrible display, you're not invited to the barbecue, Puerto Rican barbecue, my guy. Mm-mm. God bless you all. Let's go!
Wow, not
Hell
bad.
Yeah.
Trade for J-Lo.
Yeah.
Welcome
to J-Lo. That's a blockbuster deal.
Hey, that's the Boricua culture now.
Who has the bigger butt?
Actually, I am often complimented on my butt.
Save that.
You are?
Huh?
You right. are?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah.
Your pants are always falling down.
Right.
You get an occasional peach emoji. Yeah. My legs cascade up into a gorgeous butt.
Your back of your head goes straight down to your head.
Some say my butt is Gorgina.
Wow.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Well, you're now Puerto Rican, though.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show. Order in the court. The Honorable Judge Gregory Hill presiding.
Thank you, Bailiff. This is the People versus Shine. Miss Coco, would you please present the plaintiff's case?
I have it on an anonymous source that Mr. Shine did indeed imbibe in Chick-fil-A before he had my pizza.
Mr. Shine, how do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor. This is a lie, and I did not have sex with that, eat that sandwich.
Your Honor, if I may interject, as an expert on eating, Mr. Shine did indeed imbibe in Chick-fil-A. But he liquefied it, shoved a tube down his throat, and placed the contents directly in his stomach, thereby not chewing it. So he did not engage in the act of eating.
Well, it's a technicality, but Mr. Shine, this court finds you not guilty.
Yes! Oh my God, I just realized my source was Richard Cranium.
Nope. Source was a blood relative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good source.
Yeah.
Who apparently chose you over his own brother.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I don't get, Shine.
I don't either, man.
Is he in the wedding?
What?
Is he in the wedding?
Not anymore.
Okay. Ooh. That's what I would do. Bounce him right out.
Mm. Oh, Kyle seems like a very nice man.
Is it all when it comes to groomsmen? Are there any Pokemon aficionados that are part of the group?
Yeah, my best man is a Pokemon aficionado.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pokemon themed bachelor party, maybe? Huh?
Probably not, but you never know.
Shine,
I might dabble in some Pokemon cards.
As like your groomsmen gifts, maybe you do like the cufflinks of the Pokemon characters.
Ooh, interesting. So like Charizard cufflinks.
Yeah, that would be a cute
We're running late.
So the stripper comes out of Pikachu?
Oh, in a Pikachu costume.
There you go.
Where is the bachelor party?
I have no idea.
Oh.
When is the anime event next year?
Whatever that rejoin song was exactly Shime's vibe. I didn't know there was a vibe for not being able to drive it past the women's tees.
Well played. Touché, good sir.
What did you say was your vibe? The Will Dorado song?
Yeah, great song. Yeah, song was a vibe.
It's a great song.
Shime played that way, and he's still trash-talking in golf when I tune in on Monday.
Never going to stop. Never stopping.
Mark my words, bachelor party will be golf.
Oh, they're
golf theme. It will be a golf trip.
Well, no.
100%.
Good morning, Jerome. You know absolutely nothing about sports. Put your toes on the grass, dumbass. Professional players, not all city catchers, make those decisions. People who know what the hell they're doing. Don't forget, you're the same guy that went 2-9 coaching football, a sport that you supposedly know something about.
Well, that was because of the union.
And refs.
I was handcuffed. Yes.
Well, and he said yesterday, actually, football is the sport he knows the least about.
I do. It's the least. Let's say
you played in the NFL.
Well, what's that mean? Brooksy plays in. He played Major League Baseball.
High school baseball, though.
I did. All city catcher.
Because there's a controversy over that. People have been looking it up and say they can't verify it.
That's cap.
Well, I'm just telling you what I got DMs about it this morning.
You need proof.
Well, I've seen
many things. He's not a liar.
I've seen the photos of you and your hoop career at East Boston.
Courtney, what's that say down on the bottom side?
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm not hard to find. Like, it's where Waldo.
1991 EBHS Varsity Baseball.
Now, scroll out.
Hard flex having that on your phone.
No, somebody sent it to
you
me.
You and your high school baseball team.
And am I hot to find in that picture?
Nope, I see you.
I'm the only brother in the
sick brag, bro.
That's it.
You were looking for the giant
tall
head.
Too.
Yeah, I'm the only brother in the picture.
Look it.
So I'm not hot to find.
Really?
Yeah. Send that to Mitch. It's a good photo.
91.
Yeah.
Varsity team.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
I was just born.
And it's not like it's not like this cap because I'm the only brother in the photo. And I was tall in high school.
You were, really tall.
You actually remain tall.
That was like 6'3 my freshman year. And that was it. I never stopped growing.
Good morning, Coco and gents. Greg, regarding those hoodies that you have collected, a great idea would be to come up with some kind of gimmick promotion giveaway to the listeners, because I, for one, would really like a WAAF concert 1996 hoodie.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I guess I will save them in a storage place or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot of foundation things. There's a lot of AAF memorabilia. There's all that stuff. But maybe you just say goodbye to that stuff and move on.
I got to tell you, Wiggy just sent us his baseball team.
Yeah.
Very well fed.
Yeah. I was a big boy.
Not you, your teammate.
Nourished. Yeah, he's one of them corn fed country boys.
He was.
Hey, we ate good. We ate good in East Boston. That Italian food will get you right, Curtis.
Amen. That's my life. I would eat Italian all day, every day.
Yeah, those are good old days.
Amen.
Well, those are today's Hill Notes, and they were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Courtney, who is the woman that is the jewelry designer influencer that Zach Brown is dating? Lindsay was asking me about it last night.
Kendra Scott.
She well known?
Yeah, very well known. Has a shop on Newbury Street.
All right. Found his soulmate, maybe.
Yeah.
Zach Brown.
Very cool.
This is Jay from Southie. Hello, Jay. Jay?
Even though I rarely... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
Yeah, I just have to mention one thing, right? Wiggy, I agree with you. We keep the low expectations for the Patriots. Chris Curtis, you're a fraud, all right? Every single time it comes up, whenever a team of ours, it's the off season. You think so high. Oh, I don't see how this team doesn't win 90 games. And now look at you talking about the Red Sox. Like, you're a fraud.
Why does that make me a fraud if I think
the... But the weather, all right? Just
well, that's a
that.
Big thing, Jay.
Sports is not it. Wiggy, I agree with you.
So how many wins for the Patriots this year, Jay? Let's get the prediction. Let's get the prediction right now.
If they end up being good,
Jay,
it is what it is.
Jay, what do you think for the Patriots? How many wins?
Eight games.
All right.
I'm at eight.
That's bold.
I mean, Curtis.
I mean, I got the Brady Bill thing. Literally nothing else matters in the grand scheme of life.
You had high expectations for the Red Sox. You're disappointed. Why wouldn't you be?
I don't
you
know.
You had them at 90 wins.
I get yelled at that I'm too miserable.
Difficult to get there at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had high expectations of the Red Sox. I think we were all, some people were, fighting for the division. I definitely thought that they were a playoff contender.
Well, they're losing ground rapidly when it comes to the Yankees.
Yeah.
So at this point, you got to be their wild card forward is, I guess, what you have to hope
right.
for.
Right, until they play the Yankees.
I get it. They have two series with the Yankees in June, correct?
Yeah, and then if they can maybe do something miraculous and, go 5-1 now, then I think that changes the conversation. But the expectations were high.
Greg, the clam bake in OOB has to be before 7 because once Sox-Yankees get going, Ken is going to be distracted.
Oh, we'll throw it on right there at the shack.
Oh, big.
We'll watch the game. We'll do a clam bake.
I think the Red Sox will lose.
Yeah. Can you make Jay happy? And one last time, can we open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window, Curtis? How is it out there?
Well, according to the audience, the most accurate forecaster in New England, Chris Curtis, reporting 68 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 75. Today is really the last nice day, and it's not going to be as brutal as it was last week as we had a nor'easter come through, but Newport tomorrow night, mid-60s.
Excellent.
And Friday morning, mid-60s to 70, and dry with some partial clearing later in the show.
Great. Well, we will see you tomorrow night. We're here tomorrow, so... but we'll see you tomorrow night at the Landing in Newport, 7:30 to 9:30 or 10:30 or whatever. Wiggy, probably 12:30, 1 o'clock down there because you like to let it rip.
There's a good game on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be Pacers-Knicks, so I'll definitely be watching that one.
Yeah. All right, Jones and Kiefer next. Thank you for being here this morning. 6 a.m. is when we return tomorrow morning. Enjoy the weather. Real feels like 80 out there today, Curtis. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's a hot one, so might want to put on some extra antiperspirant.
All right. Thank you for your patronage. Now the time has come
for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.